Sonia Sorich joins us. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is social engagement manager and retail reporter for the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk with her on Fridays. A restored building in downtown Sacramento, the May Building, was in the news this week.
We are talking about a site at 11th and K Streets that you probably know as the former Pyramid Brewing Building. The latest update now is that it is now owned by the Sutter Capital Group, and it has been renovated to become apartments, plus retail and event space. And the latest update is that leasing for the 21 apartments is now open.
Who's the target audience for the apartments?
Well, you're going to have some money. This project focuses on upscale downtown living, and the rents start at around $1,850. So some of these apartments are furnished, and then there are other features such as a business center and a limited concierge service.
And what's going to happen with the ground floor retail space?
Well, the first tenant for that space was announced this week, which is Oblivion Comics and Coffee. You might remember that business as the winner in this year's Calling All Dreamers retail business plan competition. That business hopes to open before the end of the year. Now, it's important to note that Oblivion will not be filling the former Pyramid space. Instead, it's filling an adjacent space that an art gallery previously occupied. So that means that there's still more than 8,000 square feet to fill in that retail area. Ideally, the goal is to find a single user for that space.
An Australian company is opening two stores at the Roseville Galleria. What should we expect to see there?
Well, this is interesting. The company is called Cotton On Group. It's new to the market, and it is significantly expanding its presence in California. This company is often compared to retailer H&M. It offers casual clothing such as denim and t-shirts and activewear at affordable prices. Interestingly enough, Cotton On Group is opening two stores in the Galleria, one called Cotton On, which will target adults, and Cotton On Kids as well. Collectively, the two stores will fill more than 8,000 square feet in Roseville.
Is there a larger trend here? I mean, what does this say about the current retail climate?
Yeah, a lot of times we hear about the demise of department stores, those large tenants such as Sears and Macy's. And these are the type of stores that some analysts say people are going to instead. The fast fashion label is tossed around a lot. That refers to these stores that quickly turn out very trendy clothing that's in line with the season's trends. That label is sometimes applied to these Cotton On stores. The stores have a more affordable approach, more trendy clothing, and Cotton On in particular also has a philanthropic focus, which some people say appeals to millennials.
The El Dorado Hills Town Center also announced a new addition this week, and it's a bit of a twist on the traditional idea of a restaurant or retail store, right?
Absolutely. The Town Center is adding the Game Room Adventure Cafe, which has multiple components. It does draw on the recent escape room trend, but there are also going to be board games and food available at this business. This business already has a presence in the region. It will be a new location, a franchise location for the Game Room Adventure Cafe, which has operated in Elk Grove since last year.
Well, from a leasing perspective, is this a surprising choice?
Not entirely. We hear about people going to the internet to shop, and also we hear a lot of traditional retailers just simply aren't opening new brick and mortar stores and are instead focusing their attention on their online business model. So this leaves center operators with a task of finding tenants that kind of focus on services and experiences, and this includes restaurants as well. Something like this business, the Game Room Adventure Cafe, can provide those experiences, and the Town Center has added a lot of new experience-oriented businesses in recent months, including a cryotherapy business and a tea boutique, and a blow-dry bar is also in the works in the Town Center.
Speaking of experience-oriented retail, more Sacramento movie theaters are adding alcohol to their offerings. Is this becoming the norm for theaters?
Yes. You know, initially it was this big shock and surprise when we saw the application filed to add beer and wine. But now this is, like you said, becoming the new norm. Essentially, movie theater complex operators want to provide an experience that matches or even exceeds what customers can expect while watching movies at home on Netflix. So naturally, alcohol is part of that experience. Some notable developments, the theaters plan for How About Arden and Country Club Plaza do plan to offer beer and wine like others in the region. And it's important to note that this isn't necessarily in the form of a full bar. It's, in these examples at least, going to be more of, from what I understand, an expanded concession setup.
This week, a ranking of hipster cities came out, and Sacramento shows up pretty high.
Sacramento is actually the fourth most hipster city in the United States. This is according to rankings compiled by Info Group, which is a Nebraska data provider that decided to look at the presence of various businesses in large cities throughout the U.S., and Sacramento is actually the highest ranking California city on the list.
And do they define hipster, or what is a hipster?
They essentially looked at, in compiling these rankings, they looked at businesses that they defined as hipster friendly, or businesses, or businesses conducive to hipsters, which included thrift shops, locally owned coffee shops, record stores, businesses of that nature. It is traditionally a younger consumer who, again, is looking for a lot of locally made, locally owned businesses.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.